Clear. Roll call by the chief clerk.
Roll call for Thursday, March 5th. Anderson.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
DeCaria.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Honeycutt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Larson. Martin.
Here.
Massey.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson. Ross.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Sessions.
Here.
Townsend.
Here.
Basie.
Here.
Von Flatern.
Here.
President Hines.
Here.
Larson.
Excused.
Peterson.
Excused.
28 present, 2 excused.
Prayer by the Reverend Borgod.
Let us lift our hearts to God. Gracious, ever-living, and ever-present God, we thank you for many things. We thank you for the many seasons that we experience in this state. And we thank you for so many other blessings. God, this morning we seek your blessing upon this Senate and upon the work that is done here. May we know the presence of your Spirit, a Spirit that is greater than our own selves. Your Spirit leads common people to do extraordinary things, to face challenges and difficult times. And as we seek to do great work for the people of this state, we call upon the power of your knowledge and your benevolence. We seek to do good for all the people we serve. Empower us, guide us, and direct us as we lean upon your Spirit and wisdom. We ask blessings again this day upon our loved ones who have made sacrifices that we may serve here. Surround them with your presence and your goodness. We thank you for the people we serve. Bless the people of Wyoming. And today, as we dream of peace across our land and across the world, we lift up our servicemen and women. May your blessings be upon them, and may our hearts be with them. We thank you as well, our God, for all the people who have taught us the lessons of service and how to serve, even as they have given their energies and their lives in service to others. As we now end, near the end of this general session, we pray that all we do here will be done in the spirit of all that is good and benevolent, for it is in the name of all that is good and benevolent, it is in your name that we pray, O God. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports a journal of March the 5th, 2009, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Dockstader, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Doctor of the day today is Dean Bartholomew, MD from Cheyenne. We have no scheduled nurse. Thought for the day, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. Signing of enrolled acts. Enrolled act number 104.
House enrolled act number 104, being original House Bill 152.
I'm about to sign House enrolled act number 104, being original House Bill number 152. Thank you. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 105.
House Enrolled Act number 105, being original House Bill 1.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 105, being original House Bill number 1. I have so signed. Messages from the House.
March the 4th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 527, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 97, Weights and Measures. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. March the 4th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 525, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 21, subdivisions located within irrigation districts. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. Message number 532, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 47, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Administration. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Message number 526, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 53, Property Tax Deferral Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 1, excused 1. March the 4th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 528. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 112. The House conferees are Representative Stubson, Chairman, Representative Gilmore, and Lubnow. Message number 529, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 106. The House conferees are Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representative Dirksen Millen. Message number 530, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate to amendments to Senate File 114. The House conferees are Representative Blake, Chairman, Representative McKim, and Representative Zwanitzer. Message number 531, committee's appointment, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 88. The House conferees are Representative Hammonds, Chairman, Representatives Buchanan and Throne. Patty Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Joint Conference Committee reports.
Laura.
Is Senator Perkins, are you ready on message 495?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 88, Required Use of Ignition Interlock Devices, reference House Message Number 495. Signing for the House, Representative Hammonds, Chairman, Representatives Throne and Buchanan. Signing for the Senate, Senator Perkins, Chairman, Senators Peterson and DeCaria.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move the Joint Conference Committee report and for its favorable approval by the body, and ask the body would vote aye. What we did is we went down and we ultimately found a very good compromise. Basically the changes are this between what we did and what the House did and where we are now. So ultimately you come down and where we had 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, and lifetime for offenses, they now have 6 months, 1 year, and 2 year, and then lifetime. Those things are fine. They took away the ranges, so it'll just be easy for the department to administer. They'll be able to have fixed dates, and they can just drive on, and everybody will know exactly what the effect is if you're required to have an ignition interlock on your car. The only thing that they did that I was mildly disappointed in is that they you get one free get-out-of-jail card on, Mr. President, if you drive and are pulled over and refuse to consent to a blood alcohol test. You'll get one free pass on that. The law will stay as it is where there's a suspension. But if you, the second time you refuse to take that test, Mr. President, you'll be treated as though you had refused twice, and you'll have an ignition interlock on your car for a year. So those are the changes. I think it's a good compromise. It's a great bill. Administrative Services tells us that between 3,500 and 5,000 ignition interlocks probably installed in the next 18 months. Mr. President, that's a lot of impaired drivers that won't be on the road in vehicles. So that's my report, and I encourage that the Senate vote aye. Thank you, Mr. President.
The motion is that the Senate adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference message 495, Senate File 88, and you have been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 495, reference to Senate File 88. Senator Perkins, are you ready on message 386?
I believe so, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read the message in, please.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 97, Weights and Measures. Reference Senate Message Number 386. Signing for the House, Representative Wallace, Chairman, Representatives Carson and Moniz. Signing for the Senate, Senator Perkins, Chairman, Senators Geis and Vasey.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd move Joint Conference Committee report in reference to Senate message number 386 on House Bill 97, Weights and Measures, and would ask that the body vote aye. Mr. President, this was a very interesting Joint Conference Committee. We went down there, and there was an experienced legislator and representative, and then there were two brand-new legislators that were there. And I had with me the the chairman of the Agricultural Committee and Select Water Committee, and his very large friend from the mother county. And anyway, they went down, and after a stern lecture was given to the two new, particularly one of the two new representatives, which I felt really bad for the one. We had a nice discussion, and we came up with some good language. And ultimately, if you'll look at on the Joint Conference Report, we just added a phrase to the beginning of subsection C, where we just added language, except as otherwise required by law, rule, regulation, or third-party agreement, and then the language, the rest of it is the same, that the department shall have no authority over weights and measures used pursuant to a written agreement between parties using the weighing device. So ultimately, if the government or some regulation or a third-party agreement between two parties, and this all has to do with uncertified weighing devices that are out there, that folks can do what they want to do unless they have some of the requirement not to. It's a good compromise. It makes the bill work and updates that weights and measures. And thanks to and not only that, there was a really nice education for two representatives. So I encourage the body to vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference Message 386, House Bill 97. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern, President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report on Message 386, referenced to House Bill 97. Senator Scott, are you ready on Message 499?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee reports. Senate File 112, Archaic Price Regulation Repeal. Reference House Message Number 499. Signing for the House, Representative Stubson, Chairman. Representatives Gilmore and Lubnow. Signing for the Senate, Senator Scott, Chairman. Senators Esquibel and Townsend.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, this is the archaic price regulation repeal bill whose primary purpose was to get rid of a bunch of laws that were hangovers from the Depression era that are simply totally archaic and unenforceable, and to allow the big box retailers that are advertising the $4 generic prescription drugs to actually offer those prices in Wyoming for their full list instead of for about two-thirds of the list. And it does accomplish that. Mr. President, the reason the House did some good work in this bill, but I thought they went a step too far in what they did and made it too difficult to prove that some outfit was trying to destroy competition by selling below cost, because they require that you prove intent. So we went to conference, and it was, Mr. President, it was quite an educational conference, because the House sent over two attorneys who were pretty sharp, and they gave us an education on what it takes to prove intent. And it's easier than you might think. You can infer it from their actions. You can infer if their actions are such, say, you're trying to destroy competition in a community, and an example was given where one outfit was selling gasoline at $1.12 in a little town north of here and was selling the same stuff for $1.40-something at the same time up in the Bighorn Basin. They were saying that's the sort of thing you can use to infer that in Platte County they were trying to destroy the competition, and that was the purpose of it. So they said that really that the actions that there had been under this got in trouble because of the difficulty of proving what the cost was. Because under the old bill, under the old law, it cost was virtually everything. Invoice costs plus the cost of doing business with the language, and that's everything in the kitchen sink. The bill, as it passed both the House and the Senate, solves that problem by going just to invoice costs. You've got a simple matter now of proving cost. So that can be done. And the attorneys felt that proving intent, while it was a more difficult burden of proof, was not impossible and that we could live with the House version. They also were very skeptical about their ability to sell any change down in the House. And Mr. President, I've been around this place long enough to know that the perfect is the enemy of the good, and when to quit because you're ahead. And so the Senate conferees, I lobbied him a little, and we Senate conferees rolled over to the House on that one. It isn't perfect, Mr. President, but it's a vast improvement over the law as it now stands, and I urge the body to vote aye.
The motion that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Report, Committee Report Number 1, Reference Message 499, Senate File 112. Chief Clerk, please call the roll. And you've been asked to vote aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Dockstader? Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie, Von Flatern, President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 4 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report on message number 499, reference to Senate File 112. Senator, Mr. Vice President, are you ready on message number 348? Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 103, Child Abuse and Neglect Amendments, reference House message number 348. Signing for the House, Representative Mercer, Chairman, Representatives Peasley and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senator Ross, Chairman, Senators DeCaria and Perkins.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee Report, message number 348 to Senate File 103, and ask the body to vote aye. This is the second Conference Committee on Child Abuse and Neglect Amendments. Virtually what we did in this in the second conference was we adopted everything that we did in the first joint conference report, which was approved by this body but rejected by the House, and did one more thing, and that was
We took out language on page 3 of the bill in the definition of neglect. And really, that was suggested by myself as a compromise. The case law is very clear that failure to follow the case plan is and can constitute neglect. But the House's feeling was that the language that was in the bill made neglect per se neglect. In other words, that it was automatic neglect. Although I disagree with the opinion, I don't think striking the language from this particular bill does any harm because of the case law that is already out there that spells that out. And they accepted, they had also had a problem with the language that we had on page 7 in 14.3.227, and they accepted our language there as a compromise. So I think it works. This would be a good piece of legislation to move forward in the area of abuse and neglect of juveniles. Urge your favorable consideration.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Reference Message Number 348, Senate File 103. Chief Clerk, please, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message number 348, reference to Senate file 103. Senator Martin, are you ready on message number 491?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate file 114, Animal Control. Reference House Message Number 491. Signing for the House, Representative Blake, Chairman, Representatives McKim and Dave Zwanitzer. Signing for the Senate, Senator Martin, Chairman, Senators Case and Cooper.
Senator Martin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the adoption of Message 491, the Joint Conference Committee report, and ask that the body votes yes. Yesterday, as I explained, there was two areas that brought concern to me in regard to the amendment that came over from the House. And the first was the deletion of subsection C. And truly, after visiting with the good senator from Natrona County and the senator from Fremont County, what they had done there is removed the new language, which was on line 4, page 2, or other animal. And because they deleted that, that subsection was not needed in the bill, and it was deleted out of the bill. It's not deleted out of the statute. So was fine with that. The other area was on page 2, line 10. We asked that they reinsert the language on page or on line 10, or that bites any person. This was language that the state veterinarian said that they needed when the example that was used. Let's say a child goes down the street, goes into a neighbor's yard, and the dog in in that yard bit the child. Without that language there, they would not be able to test that animal or possibly do a home quarantine if the animal did not have its rabies shots, even though the child was legally wasn't supposed to be in the area. They worried that without that ability to be able to test the animal, then they immediately have to think that the dog could have rabies, and you would have to start giving shots to the child. With that language, it allows them to have the animal tested or do a home quarantine. And the House agreed to reinstate that language, and the rest of the House amendment was there was not significant changes in that amendment, and so with that in mind, I ask that you vote aye to concur. Thank you, Mr. President.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference to Message Number 491, Senate File 114, and that you vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Hines?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report on Message Number 491, reference to Senate File 114. Senator Hastert, are you ready on Message 420?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 84, Aggravated Assault Choking. Reference House Message Number 420, signing for the House. Representative Buchanan, Chairman, Representative Stubson and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senator Hastert, Chairman, Senator Ross and Perkins.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Conference Committee Report Number 420 to Senate File 84. And ask for your aye vote. What we did was we did end up accepting the House's position on this bill, and the issues around the language in that Section 5 that we had placed in there in consultation with a couple of other prosecutors was deemed as going to be problematic. It was we really accomplished what we wanted to with the language in the first section. And the issues that I brought forward throughout the session on the Supreme Court rulings, in discussing what happened there is really going to go a long ways to remedying those kind of situations. I think you will be okay with this, and it's, as far as the other component of it, it's a great topic that I'm going to, look at through the interim. So I'm going to ask you to vote aye. We've got a great step forward in this bill with the language we have.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Message 420, reference to Senate File 84, and that you vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Case aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 420, reference to Senate File 84. Senator Hastert, are you ready on message number 498? Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 106, Medication Disposal Program, reference House Message Number 498. Signing for the House, Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representatives Millen and Dirks. Signing for the Senate, Senator Hastert, Chairman, Senators Honeycutt and Landon.
Senator Hastert.
I move to adopt Conference Committee Report Number 498 to Senate File 106 and ask for your aye vote. And what we have on this is we accepted the House's position on the Standing Committee Amendment and the Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1 and the Second Reading Amendment Number 1. And what they did there, and to answer the question on the bad faith, what the language there, the concern that they had that was expressed in the committee, in the standing committee, was basically the chain of custody for the medications. The language there was brought forth through the actual drug companies, because typically the chain of custody, when they process the medications and then it's passed through the pharmacy, there's a chain of custody. Well, this leaves the chain of custody, goes to an individual, and then goes back to be redistributed out to the public. And so it loses that chain of custody. It's just simply measure in there to protect the drug companies for a bad faith from another in the donation. So I guess for that one. The other amendment, Mr. President, deals with the ability for people to turn in medications to local law enforcement agencies approved by the United States Drug Enforcement Agency. There's a couple of communities that wanted to look at doing it, and I think one was starting to do that. This basically puts into law under the take-back sections. And in that way, we get the medications off the streets, we keep them out from people just putting them into the water system, and they're properly disposed of. And there's some types of narcotics that have to be, by law, have to be turned into a drug enforcement agency, or to a law enforcement agency, I should say, Mr. President. And on the final amendment, where there was on the appropriation for the positions and the locations, it was the House position first to cut the funding and then to put some back in for a full-time tech. And what they were missing was the fact that the funding for the existing pharmacist was going to run out. So what we have now is a full-time tech and the part-time pharmacist, and it is an enhancement because now they'll be able to get those medications cataloged and ready for distribution in the Cheyenne Center. And with having a full-time tech, that we heard that they would possibly, as they were able to progress, is to get to the other locations and get the drugs inventoried, and then be able to, at some point, get them up on the website and have the availability for the physicians to know what is available for the drug donation. So we came up with a compromise on the appropriation, and I think the other amendments are good amendments, and they're okay. So I asked for your aye vote on that.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference to message 498, Senate File 106, and that you vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson? Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message number 498, reference to Senate File 106. Fellow senators, joining us today on this final day of the session is David Rombach, Wyoming's own, very own poet laureate. This will be the fifth year with Mr. Rombach here to join us on the floor to read one of his poems. Mr. Rombach lives in Buffalo and is award-winning author of several books of poetry and prose. He has also won creative writing fellowships from the National Endowment of the Arts. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Wyoming poet laureate David Rombach.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. I'm very happy to be here. Of course, it's a huge honor to be able to come here to speak before the legislature and to be in a certain way a representative for not only the world of literature, but for all the arts. It's a kind of a funny irony that many states, about 40 now, and of course countries have poets laureate, but nobody has a potter laureate. My wife's a potter, and nobody has a painter laureate. So I take my job to some degree to be to represent the arts entirely, not just the world of literature. And I'm very grateful for the support that this body has given to the arts over the years. And in the past year, of course, there has been some funding that actually allowed the Arts Council to support extra projects in the schools of Wyoming for the arts. And I did a number of those. A number of writers went out and did some of those. I did some. And my experience was that young people that I was able to work with through literature and through music were able to begin to have a much deeper understanding of themselves and their place in society, which overall, of course, is a very productive thing. So you all know, because I've been here a number of years, Mike's making fun of me and said, now you're becoming a tradition. I may as well drop dead. But because I've been here before, you know that I feel very strongly that we really can't separate the arts from the day-to-day things that we do to make a society function, the kinds of protective things we do with each other, the way we interact, the way we communicate and travel, and how we function with schools and hospitals, all these kinds of things. I don't think we can really separate them from our cultural lives, and of course, that's part of why I'm in the position I'm in. So I'm going to do two things today. I'll read a poem to you that I think really expresses how things go awry, how things don't go as we plan. I'm not necessarily telling you that you ought to take it personally. It's just the kind of thing that happened to me as a part of a couple and the kind of personal life we live, and things aren't exactly what we thought was going to happen. So this is that poem. It's called The Age of Risk. We built a toy boat and drilled a hole in the deck to insert the mast. We sewed a tiny sail and tinier flag. Two pebbles were people taped down so they wouldn't fall off. We set the boat on the surface of the pond, planning to watch its stately progress toward the other shore. I see you were smiling, remembering our minor folly. We had forgotten to tie up the dog. And he lunged into the water, snapping at the boat. Down it went, the little pebble sailors hauling on their lines. We dove after them and thrashed around in the cool green light, coming up to laugh and shout at the dog, now barking and snapping at the water. Had the boat reappeared, he would have sent it again to its watery grave. "We could have named it," you said. "How much better it would be to face doom with a name." But I refused, believing it did both the boat and us some honor to hesitate, to resist this ownership. And I claimed God, too, would have been better off had he summoned the courage to hold his tongue. It would have been a finer world, more radiant, the way you are standing before me, your skin shining, the water dripping from your hair like green fire and the blue sky equally aflame. So I hope we learned something from our experience with the dog. And I want to do one other thing, if you're willing to. Well, it doesn't matter. I guess I'll do it anyway. So you're kind of stuck. Though you're never really stuck. You can throw anyone out at any moment. But I want to play one song for you. I just returned from the Basque Country. My wife's family is Basque. Many of you may know that. They're Iberlands, ranchers, came in the early part of the 20th century to northeastern Wyoming. And I've worked a lot with my father-in-law. So I was in the Basque Country beginning to learn to speak Basque. And the experience was very potent for me because you may know that the Basque region has an autonomous section within the nation of Spain and that there are a lot of social and political tensions that people have to negotiate constantly. If you're at all interested, click on your internet site and type in Basque elections March 1st, 2009 and see what you get. You will be so happy to be a Wyoming senator instead of a Basque legislator. Anyway, while there, I was introduced to this world of complexity and also to the world of the Basque people attempting to figure out a way to live their lives as Basque people while being part of Spain or in the north, part of France. And it's a really complex chore. But part of it, a major part of it, has to do with maintaining cultural values, with maintaining our own language, the ways we feel about our lives. We think about this a lot in Wyoming. We often joke that we're kind of extraordinary or different in some ways. I've heard people say Wyoming's America the way it's supposed to be, or America the way it was 80 years ago, or, you know, things like that. We're very aware of thinking that way. And the Basque people do this too. I'm not going to give a lecture necessarily. I guess I already did give one. It was short though. I'm going to play a tune, a traditional Basque fandango, but which is a contemporary one written very recently. So here it is. It's called Wafa.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. We thank you for joining us today and remind us of the importance of art in our culture. And with that music, you should have brought your Aunt Madeline so we could have danced. We continue this morning entertainment with a performance by the University of Wyoming very own male cappella group, the Happy Jacks. The Happy Jacks is an all-male group that have been building a reputation around Wyoming since its inception in the fall of 2005. The group is auditioned out of the larger University of Wyoming's men's choir, the Singing Statesmen. The Happy Jack perform a wide range of hits that includes classics from the 60s, more contemporary chart toppers, and original composition. Fellow senators, please help me in welcoming onto the floor of the Senate the Happy Jacks.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Sure as dawn. Woke up this morning with the saddest feeling. I long to hear you say I love you too. But you were busy climbing higher mountains. That's why I'm feeling so blue. Still I know what to do. I will travel a million miles over the sea. If you still want me, oh baby, let's see what the future will bring. I close my eyes and see our love returning like a boomerang. No loving cockatoos will ever sing the way we sang. If you still want me, oh baby, let's see what the future will bring.
House is waiting for your entertainment. we just got the message. But we could delay them long enough for one more.
Walking out of my
Thank you very much. That was great entertainment. We wish you well. Signing in enrolled X. Senate enrolled act number 80.
Senate enrolled act number 80 being original Senate file 134.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 80, being original Senate file number 134. That's so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 81.
Senate Enrolled Act number 81, being original Senate file 21.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 81, being original Senate file number 21. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 82.
Senate Enrolled Act number 82, being original Senate file 47.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 82, being original Senate file number 47. Of so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 83.
Senate Enrolled Act number 83, being original Senate file 53.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 83, being original Senate file number 53. Of so signed. House Enrolled Act number 106.
House Enrolled Act number 106, being original House Bill 61.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 106, being House original House Bill number 61. I'm so signed. House Enrolled Act number 107.
House Enrolled Act number 107, being original House Bill 85.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 107, being original House Bill number 85. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 108.
House Enrolled Act number 108, being original House Bill 118.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 108, being original House Bill number 118. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 109.
House Enrolled Act 109, being original House Bill 130.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 109, being original House Bill number 130. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 110.
House Enrolled Act number 110, being original House Bill 161.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 110, being original House number 161. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 111.
House Enrolled Act number 111, being original House Bill 179.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 111, being original House Bill number 179. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 112.
House Enrolled Act Number 112 being original House Bill 191.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 112 being original House Bill Number 191. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 113.
House Enrolled Act Number 113 being original House Bill 211.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 113 being original House Bill Number 211. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 114.
House Enrolled Act Number 114 being original House Bill 222.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 114 being original House Bill Number 222. I'm so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 115.
House Enrolled Act Number 115 being original House Bill 230.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 115, being original House Bill Number 230. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 116.
House Enrolled Act Number 116, being original House Bill 239.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 116. Being original House Bill Number 239. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 117.
House Enrolled Act Number 117 being original House Bill Number 294.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 117. Being original House Bill Number 294. I'm so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 118.
House Enrolled Act Number 118 being original House Bill 298.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 118 being original House Bill Number 298. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 119.
House Enrolled Act Number 119 being original House Bill 299.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 119 being original House Bill Number 299. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 120.
House Enrolled Act Number 120 being original House Bill 39.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 120 being original House Bill Number 39. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 121.
House Enrolled Act Number 121 being original House Bill 114.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 121 being original House Bill Number 114. So signed. House Enrolled Act Number 122.
House Enrolled Act Number 122 being original House Bill 288.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 122 being original House Bill Number 288. I've so signed. Messages from the House.
this has got to go with this. March the 5th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 536. Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 88, required use of ignition interlock devices. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, noes 1. March the 5th, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 535, Joint Conference Committee report adopted, recedes from non-concurrence. Mr. President, House Bill 160, Constituent Service Allowance. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. Message number 534, Joint Conference Committee report adopted, recedes from non-concurrence. Mr. President, House Bill 144, Transparency in Government. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 60. Message number 533, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 69, Driver's Education Program Funding. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, noes 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
I would ask our page to come over to our guest mic, please. I'm finding out who's in charge. To recognize Laura Schumann's service as a page in the Wyoming State Senate. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 60th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas Laura has served as a page for the Senate from February 23rd through March 5th, 2009, whereas Laura's service as a page had been exceptionally and fully appreciated by the Wyoming Senators, whereas this resolution has support of the members of the Senate of the Wyoming Legislature who have signed their name here too. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the undersigned members of the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming that Laura has served the State Senate of the State of Wyoming with dignity and respect, and that Laura's dedication will serve her well in her future endeavors. Therefore, with great appreciation, we recognize Laura Schumann for her outstanding dedication and support to the State of Wyoming on this fifth day of March, 2009.
Thank you.
And you may also have an
hour. Okay. Okay, well, while they're passing all these out, I also have this. It's pictures that Amy Reese took. It's for the staff, for everybody, so they can have these. And the rest of the bags, it's I did it with Tom and Amy. So, wait, shoot. I'll be right back.
Senator Sessions.
While we have just a few minutes, I just wanted to remind everyone that I have a blank sheet of paper right here on my desk, and anyone that has forgotten to give a check for the Komen Race for the Cure, please, between now and the time we adjourn, just set it on my desk, the check, and we will fill out all your information for you so you don't have to do that. So I just would encourage those who have it, please do so. Maybe we can be number one or at least number two. Thank you.
Okay. In your bags, you're going to find four things. There's the thank you note, which I have a copy up here. I'll explain these things to you. You're going to find a Slinky in there, and we decided that was for when you were stretched to your max. You would have another 2 feet to stretch. A pair of sunglasses. This was inspired by Senator Meyer, who loves to sleep, so when you want to look... when you want to look like you're actually paying attention, you just slip the sunglasses on. No one will know you're sleeping. You've got the whoopee cushion, and the idea with that is to entertain yourselves, but what I thought would be best is when one of your esteemed colleagues stands up and has the nerve to oppose you, you just slip that thing right under them. And also the noisemaker to celebrate the end of the session. So, well, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you very much, Lori. I would like to be able to take credit for selecting this group at Page. I've really been impressed with them, but I have to give the credit to their teachers that I asked to make recommendations. I think they are an outstanding group, and I'm glad none of them that I've ever had to run any of them and run a campaign. Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Honeycutt, are you ready on message 449?
Mr. President, I am.
The reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 69, Driver's Education Program Funding. Reference Senate message number 449. Signing for the House, Representative Berger, Chairman, Representative Millen and Shepperson. Signing for the Senate, Senator Honeycutt, Chairman, Senators Massey and Von Flatern.
Senator Honeycutt.
Mr. President, I move adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report Message 449 to House Bill 69. This was quite a learning experience for the freshmen here. I think I got in the middle of a cat fight in the other House. Rather than protecting ourselves, I think I got more on their side. Kind of felt like Gordon Lightfoot when you think you're winning, you're actually losing, and when you're losing, you're actually winning. So it was quite an experience. In the bill, we had tried to eliminate a means testing, and talking with them over there, they were in a very conservative mood, and they were cutting funds from everything. And if the means testing hadn't have been put on there, the bill would have been DOA over there. At that point in time, it was a matter of do we try to save what is good in this bill and try to bring something out of it. I suggested that they cut the funding in half, and all of a sudden everybody was happy-go-lucky. We ran it through the attorneys two or three times to see if it was pertinent to the bill to cut the funding in half, and they said that since the means testing was kind of related to the funding, that they would accept that if we did. The bill primarily is a bill to help small school districts in terms of the driver's ed courses and to help the poor people have their children get through the driver's ed. I'm sure this is going to come back again. This is also a bill to collect data, have the schools collect data on driving ed, who actually uses it, how much it benefits the school district. And we have seen that the statistics show that we do save teenagers' lives. And in that essence, I thought in the long term that the bill would be good enough to save. I talked with our senators over here, Von Flateren and Massey, and they agreed in essence with everything that we are doing and signed off. The House members signed off, and I present this to you and would recommend a favorable vote on this bill.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the joint conference. Excuse me, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, question for the conference committee. I wasn't clear from the presentation. Is the means test provision in or out?
Senator Honeycutt.
Mr. President, the means testing is still in the bill. We tried to take it off here in the Senate, and that wouldn't work, so it's still in the bill.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference to Message 449, House Bill 69. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Dockstader? Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon? Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flateren?
Aye.
President Hines?
Aye.
Burns, no to aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 16 ayes, 14 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Message 449. Reference to House Bill 69. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that the Senate be at recess until 2 p.m. this afternoon. And, Mr. President, before we act on the motion, I think perhaps I would have a couple announcements as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. President, Kathy Barrett in LSO has asked me to remind you that if you are going home today, to let her know, as opposed to if you're going to stay tomorrow, that makes a difference on your per diem. And so she'd like to be informed of what your intentions are. Also, while you're down there, check to see if you've signed for all the trips you've taken home for mileage during the session. And finally, Mr. President, I would just remind everyone that 2 o'clock this afternoon is our deadline in regard to conference committee reports. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President. The Joint Interim Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee would like to announce the following plan for interim meeting dates. First one would be May 7 and 8. Now, these are a little tentative, and that one may turn into a one-day meeting depending on analysis of our budget and when we work the agenda, but May 7 and 8 is current plan. Second one, September 8 and 9, and that date could change if the third parties that some of our work items are dependent on don't get through in time and we don't have the work product to work on. And then December 7 and 8, and that one should be regarded as firm. We should have heard by them if we're going to heard from the other parties by then, and we'll be working final bills on that. So December 7 and 8 should be a firm date.
Senator Meyer.
May I privilege the floor, I guess?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate conference will, on the Republican side, will meet up in S-19 in about 10 minutes. We were going to meet at noon, but we might as well go ahead and kick it up and get moving on that.
Further announcement? You've heard the motion. The Senate shall stand recess until 2 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate is recessed.